Our reading for today is from 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 23 to 11, verse 16. All things are lawful, but not all things are helpful. All things are lawful, but not all things build up. Let no one seek his own good, but the good of his neighbor. Eat whatever is sold in the meat market without raising questions on the ground of conscience. For the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. If one of the unbelievers invites you to dinner, and you are disposed to go, eat whatever is set before you without raising any question on the ground of conscience. But if someone says to you, "This has been offered in sacrifice," then do not eat it for the sake of the one who informed you and for the sake of conscience. I do not mean your conscience, but his. For why should my liberty be determined by someone else's conscience? If I partake with thankfulness, why am I denounced because of that for which I give thanks? So whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. Give no offense to Jews or to Greeks or to the church of God. Just as I try to please everyone in everything I do, not seeking my own advantage, but that of many, that they may be saved. Be imitators of me, as I am of Christ. Now I commend you, because you remember me in everything, and maintain the traditions, even as I delivered them to you. But I want you to understand that the head of every man is Christ, and the head of a wife is her husband, and the head of Christ is God. Every man who prays or prophesies with his head covers dishonors his head. But every wife who prophesies with her head uncovered dishonors her head, since it is the same as if her head were shaven. For if a wife will not cover her head, then she should cut her hair short. But since it is disgraceful for a wife to cut her hair or to shave her head, let her cover her head. For a man ought not to cover his head, since he is the image and glory of God, but woman is the glory of man. For man was not made from woman, but woman from man. Neither was man created for woman, but woman for man. This is why a wife ought to have a symbol of authority on her head, because of the angels. Nevertheless, in the Lord, woman is not independent from man, nor man of woman. For as woman was made from man, so man is now born of woman. And all things are from God. Judge for yourselves. Is it proper for a wife to pray to God with her head uncovered? Does not nature itself teach that if a man wears long hair, it is a disgrace for him? But if a woman has long hair, it is her glory. For her hair is given to her for a covering. If anyone is inclined to be contentious, we have no such practice, nor do the churches of God. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For today's meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor Dan Voth, Our Savior Lutheran Church, Minot, North Dakota.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. St. Paul tells us in our reading this morning that all things are lawful, but not all things are helpful. All things are lawful, but not all things build up. These words echo what Paul had written earlier in his letter. In chapter 6, verse 12, Paul writes, "All things are lawful, but not all things are helpful. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be enslaved to anything." In between these two sections, Paul answers many of the questions the Christians in Corinth had as they struggled to live as God's redeemed children in a sinful world. Having laid out many practical principles to guide them and us in how to love as we have first been loved in Christ, Paul closes this section of teaching by saying, "So, whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all to the glory of God." How often is what you do not for the glory of God, but for the glory of yourself? Instead of using the gifts and talents that God has given to you for His glory, you use those very same gifts for your own personal glory, working to gain more worldly wealth that fades quickly, or trying to seek those short-lived pleasures. You view the gift of money and possessions from the Creator's hand as something you have worked hard for, pouring blood and sweat and tears into it, and so now it is yours and your right to do with it as you want. You demand others love you, like their very existence in this world is simply there to serve your every personal pleasure, taking them for granted when you don't feel love, and abusing the gifts that they have for your own glory. It may seem that all these things, and many others like them, are fine and acceptable under the law of the world, but that does not mean that it is right or proper for those who have been redeemed by the blood of Christ. You are not your own. You have been ransomed, purchased by another. The great irony is that this purchase has also freed you. At one time, you were enslaved to the law of the world and under the just laws of God. Neither of these laws could lead you to life and to freedom. Instead, they buried you in the knowledge of sin, which results in death. In his mercy and love, God sent his only begotten Son into this world, born of a woman, being flesh and blood like you and me. He came as one of us to be under the same law and yet remained perfectly pure and sinless, fulfilling all of the law in your place because you were not able to do this. And when all was fulfilled, Christ sacrificed his life on the cross, paying your debt to sin by his death in order that you are forgiven and free. This Christ did to the glory of his Father, so that now Christ can give you his glory as you stand before the Father in heaven. And because of the Father's love for you, Christ Jesus came into this world to demonstrate what love looks like. While we were still sinners and enemies of God, Christ died for us. No greater love has been shown to you than the love of God bleeding from the cross. This is how you have been loved. And having been loved in this way, you and I are to go out and to love others in the same manner. There may be many things that are lawful for you to do, but because of Christ, those very same things are not helpful and do not build up in love. And so we are not to be enslaved to them. We belong to Christ, purchased by him with his precious blood and his innocent sufferings and death. Therefore, we glorify God as we go out in our daily lives, not to seek our own good, but the good of our neighbor, to love others as we have been first loved in Christ Jesus. To him be all the honor and glory, now and forever. In his name, amen.
We thank Pastor Dan Voth for today's meditation on God's Word.